And Miranda is teaming up with the other L, Ella. Well, Ella Langley, she gave us a big surprise during her last week in College Station, Texas. She played an unreleased song and revealed that more new music is on the way. Maybe that's why she was taking a little break back in September, or August, excuse me. New song co-written with Miranda Lambert. It's called Choosing Texas. Here's a shock. It's Texas. Has to talk about Texas. That's where Texas. Miranda is.
Yeah. Texas is all the good
times. I know.
Lots of fun.
That's where she's from. She's smart playing it in Texas, that's for sure. She first played it this year at Nacogdoches, the home of Stephen A. Austin College. I don't know.
Yeah, no idea.
It was a college that my niece went to before she went to Oklahoma State. I thought it was Stephen F. Austin. That's right.
Not Charles T. Brown.
No, Stephen F. Austin. Anyway, Ella has said that she's not rushing her follow-up album. She told her fans that the second album won't arrive till next year, but wanted to release a couple tunes out there. So she's pretty excited about that, and we're kind of glad that she's back in the mix again.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift, she's got a new album, The Life of a Showgirl. That doesn't come out until Friday, but she didn't need it to set a new sales record. Taylor has now officially...
Were the pre-orders, I'm guessing?
I'm guessing so. She's officially the first and only female artist to surpass 100 million album sales of yesterday.
It hasn't even come out yet.
Hasn't even come out. 105 million.
105 million pre-orders.
Well, no. This is just overall sales with all her albums from the 2014 album, 1989.
All those albums added up together. Gotcha.
105 million.
I feel like it should be more than 105 million for all her albums combined. Because, I mean, I own at least 700 myself.
Well, no.
I'm trying not to do
that. No, 105 million, I think it's all the albums because she is sixth all time. The Beatles are first with 183 million.
Okay.
Garth has got 162. He's in second place. Third place, ladies and gentlemen.
Really?
Give it up for the King. The King is third, 146.5 million.
It's not bad for just re-singing other people's songs.
Yes.
Basically karaoke.
Thank you
album.
For saying that, because every time I say that, everybody, how dare you? How dare you
he
shun
was great.
The King?
Don't get me wrong.
No, I thought Elvis was amazing. But the fact that he could just take someone else's songs, and if you know the backstory, Colonel Parker would go to artists and say, hey, Elvis wants to sing your song. Back then, if you're a songwriter and Elvis wants to sing your song, but now a songwriter gets, you know, amount of money for the song.
Sure.
But not 50% or 48%, so they get the 51%. So you don't have power over your song. That's where Elvis came in.
Sure.
And he sang all that.
So and he did great, and you knew your song was going to go up the charts. But, yeah,
if you listen to Dolly Parton tell her story with I Will Always Love You, Colonel Parker came to her, and she was flattered. I mean, why wouldn't she be? And she's like, Elvis wants to sing your song. She's like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, but he wants, we get all rights to it, blah, blah, blah. She's like,
oh, wow.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Good for her for standing her ground.
Back then, she didn't need to sign off on it yet. But
yeah.
Some of the artists did.
Well, I would imagine if somebody comes to you and says that you're going to make a couple million dollars, you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of money.
That's fantastic. Let's do this.
He's making $10 million off of your idea.
You see what I'm saying here?
You see what I'm saying here? The man is robbing you.
Yeah.
Eagles were on that list, 120 million, followed by Robert Plant and the Boys. Zeppelin, 112.5.
She's got some work to do.
Yeah. Female artist that falls behind her. Who do you think that is coming up for the most albums sold? I know that's a big stretch.
Can I ask? Was it a country artist?
It is not a country artist. It's a pop artist, and it's an artist that was real popular in the 90s and 2000s. Not so much now, so, although her name pops up every once in a while.
I want to say maybe J-Lo or
that's not
Mariah
a bad guess.
Carey.
Mariah Carey. Not a bad guess. Yes.
That was
Mariah
it?
Carey
okay,
is,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second best-selling female artist. 75 million.